This morning, so glad. Boy, this thing is really, it's doing it now. Don't make me preach without it. I'm going to have to get back to paper and pencil. Or pencil and paper. God warned me that this technology was going to fail me. I think he's talking to me. I want to listen too. Well, I am so glad that I'm here. I thank God for another day. Thank the Lord also for our pastor who allowed me to stand in his stead. Thank God for my wife, my children. Twan, you did a fantastic job with the children. Yeah. And it was so good to where me, my family, people are still singing those songs. It left an impression in our hearts and our souls. So thank God for you. Thank the Lord for you all who all came out this morning. Thank God for just being God. I want to thank him for being merciful to me and for touching me and healing me. Well, getting this, I don't know what, I call it a moat. Yesterday, we was going somewhere, and all day yesterday, I had this thing in my eye, and it just was bothering. My eye was running. I just rubbed, and I couldn't get it out. I mean, it just bothered me. It was like a thorn in my flesh. And man, Twan says, is it moving around? I said, sometimes it feel like it moves. I said, I don't know, but it just hurt. It just in my eye. And so we was going to one of the kids' houses. And I was driving down the highway. She talking to him, but I was just driving. I'm like, Lord, get this mote out of my eye, Lord. You know, if I can just get somebody to blow in my eye or something. Man, as I prayed and went down the highway, I mean, very shortly thereafter, I looked at Twan. I said, girl, you know that thing is gone? She said, where'd it go? I said, I don't know. I don't care where it went. It ain't there no more. So I thank God for touching my eye, for healing me, and I was, you know, testing it, making sure that it's not in one of these crevices down in this corner. I don't care where it is. If it's in your eye, you're going to feel it. So I just thank God for just doing something miraculous for me. Nobody had to blow in my eye. Nobody had to look in my eye. And I'm thinking I got to go to the doctor. This thing is irritating me. But how many know God is a healer? He is what he said he is. He is all we need him to be. And I just thank him for being everything to me. Well, I wish I can sing that song. He's everything to me. He's my father, my brother, my sister, my mother. God is everything to me. And it's time for us to let him be everything to all of us, because that's just what he is, if you can believe him for it. So I'm going to be in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, talking about, is there a balm in Gilead? And man, we need balm, don't we? We need balm. We ain't in Gilead. Well, we might be some. We are. Some of us are in Gilead. I was in Gilead not long ago. Y'all heard my testimony. I had to call and talk to a brother of mine, get me some encouragement. Remember what one of the mothers told me, said, Al, you try to do this on your own. You know, that's just a sign of self-righteousness. You know, you got to get some help. You call people and ask them to help you. Talk to people. And I said, Lord, let me call this brother and have him share some things with me. But God delivered me, got me back on track, encouraged me, got me running on. And I guess it's just the cares of life. Life throws all kinds of things at you, you know, and you just can't hit them all. You're going to strike out sometimes. You're going to go through some stuff. You're going to have your ups and your downs, your ins and your outs. But through it all, God is still there with you. He's always there with you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. So I just thank God for just letting him give me this word. I hope I can encourage you on this morning to know that there is balm in Gilead. These people, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, for for being who you are, God. I want to thank you, Father God, for being the healer, being my protector, God, being our provider, Lord God, and all those things that you say that you are. You said, I am that I am. And, Lord, we got to take you for who you are. And we just thank you on this morning, God, for your word. We thank and praise you for what you've already done, what you're going to do. Lord God, help us, Father God, to navigate through this world, God. Navigate, God, in this word, Lord God. Knowing that you never leave nor forsake us, Father, I ask that you would use me, God, for the time that you have allowed me to speak. And I ask that you would speak through me in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God one more good praise because he deserves it. He so deserves the praise. Hallelujah. Don't be talking about there's a bomb in Gilead. Now, just to bring you up a little bit, try to get right to it. These were people that Judah sin and their punishment from God. You know, these things that, you know, people didn't do that brought things upon themselves like we do today. You know, everything, God just don't, it ain't a test. A lot of this stuff that we bring up on ourselves, can't blame God for everything, you know. Can't blame him for nothing, you know, because when he tests you, he know that you're coming through. But when you fall away from God, then you testing him. And, you know, and God going to be what he said he's going to be. And so these people were doing things that, you know, they turned their backs against God. And they just went a whole different way. It's kind of like what people are doing today. You know, they're not being steadfast, you know, unmovable. But instead, they're being movable, you know. And God wants us to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in his work. You know, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord if we labor in him. He said, at that time, said the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes. And the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of the graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and moon and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung up on the face of the earth. There it is. He's saying that these kings and these kings of the of Judah, these bones that these people have brought out, and they said they spread them out before the sun and the moon. These were the things that they worshipped, that they thought that they was going to get an answer for from to waken, I guess, to put some life back into these bones. It's so often today that we bring people. So certain people bring folk not to God, but they bring them to other folk and other things that they're worshiping, and to try to bring some life back into their people, or bring life back into their lives, or bring some life into their situation. And the death shall be chosen, he said, rather than life, by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, said the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn? Shall he turn away and not return? God is saying, he said, look, he said, you tell them, Jeremiah, that the Lord says, do the people fall and not forget again? Don't forget how to get up. You know, certain people, just sometimes you fall and you forget how to get up. I was giving that testimony this morning. You know, Lord, like I didn't know what to do, how to get out of my rut. Like I didn't know how to call upon God. He said, if they turn away, do they not turn, return? You know, so most people, some people, they turn, but they don't come back to God. You know, they stay on out there. He said, when this people of Jerusalem slitten back by a perpetual backsliding, they hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. And so many people are refusing to come back to God to this day because of their situation that they put themselves in. And they blaming God. They left God. God didn't leave them. They left him. They refused to return. The only way you can return is repent and come back. He said, I hearkened and heard, but they spake not. All right. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rushed into the battle. He's saying, I've heard them, and they didn't speak it right. A lot of people ain't speaking right out here. They ain't telling the truth on themselves. They're not repenting of their wickedness. You know, he say, what have I done? Everyone has turned to his own course. People are going about their own business, and they have left God's business. They have left off what God say do, and they picked up their own thing. I think Jeremiah says in one of his chapters, he said they built their own cisterns, you know, and gone their own way. And so many people have gone by the wayside. He said, yea, the storks in heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. He said, how do we say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. Here he said, these birds, he said, they know the appointed times. They know the time of migration. They leave when it's winter, but when it's summer, they know how to come back. He said, but my people, they leave. They have no idea how to get back to me. They don't know when to return. They don't know why to return. You return when you have to return. You return always. You always, God always got that open door policy, but you just got to return. But we act like we don't know God's laws. We act like we don't know his rules, his regulations. We act like we don't know his statutes, his commandments. And he said, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, have they rejected the word of the Lord? And what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. For the prophet, even the priest, and everyone deal it falsely. He said, for they have healed. These priests and these prophets he's talking about, they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. There it is. You got these prophets and these priests telling people that it's all right. Peace in they mess. Peace in they sin. It's patting them on the back. It's going to be all right, knowing that they're not living right and not opening up their mouths and not telling them the truth, because that's the only thing that's going to give you the peace is the truth. So you got people out here that want to be friends. You go ahead and be friends. I'd rather be a friend with God than be a friend with any human being. It's time for the people to tell the people. And you ain't got to beat them over the head now. But you got to tell them the truth. You know, somebody heard me speaking last Sunday and got down on me. Said, you can't be doing such and such. I'd rather obey God than man. You know? God would deal with me, not you. You know, say, but these were men, these were false prophets. They were telling people everything was okay. You know, for they have healed the hurt of the people slightly. You know, slightly. You're healing folk just for a few moments, for a few minutes. And when God do something, he don't do it for a few minutes. He make you whole. These people weren't being made whole. They were being healed slightly because somebody was telling them that while they were in their sin, while they were in their mess, it's going to be all right. It'll be all right if you repent, if you get your life back right with the Lord. That's the only way it's going to be all right. But these people was healing God's people slightly. He said, when they start telling the people the truth, that's the only way you can make them free. That when you stop living in sin, you know, doing the things that's causing you to get sick, you know, taking medicine, you know, we take that medicine and it heals you for a moment. You know, people are taking medicine to continue in the sin. I ain't talking about headaches. I ain't talking about the flu. and all that stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They got these medicines out here that would allow the people to continue on in their sin, to make them think that they're doing right. Take this and you can still lay with your lover. You follow me now? Take that and you can continue on with that lady, if you're a lady. But no, you can't be telling them folk that. You know, that's a healing that's going to be healed just for a few moments. Slightly. You know, that he's talking about these people are living like this. They taking this stuff, but you still going to die out of here. You still got to leave out of here with that sin. Can't nobody put you in heaven. And I don't care nobody put you in hell, but you die in sin, that's where you're going to end up at, in hell. So I ain't talking about the headaches, the sinus, you know, the flus. I take that stuff too, and the sinus keep coming back, but I keep calling out, crying out to God. I'm talking about these sicknesses and these diseases that's killing folk. You know, stop telling folk that they are right. Stop declaring things that's not biblical. Stop preaching things that's not written. Preach the word. That's all you got. The word gonna do the work. The word is gonna heal. He said, were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Paul said, nay. They were not all ashamed. Neither could they blush. They couldn't even make a face to show that they were ashamed. He said they couldn't even blush when they out there doing all this abomination, all of this sin. I ain't just talking about that. I'm talking about all of this lying, this murder. People, they don't even blush. You know how when you get caught in doing something, you be like, well. They don't even know how to do that, the Bible says. He said, were they ashamed? No, they wasn't ashamed, Paul said. They was proud about what they were doing. We ought to be proud about telling the truth then, because the truth gonna make you free. He said, therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, said the Lord. And he said, I will surely consume them, said the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. So whatever God has given you, if you ain't living right, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, he said, God said, that which you have is going to be taken away from you. He said, why do you still sit? Why do we still sit? Assemble yourselves and let us enter into the defense cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God had put us into silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. I know this morning that you probably didn't come to hear me talk about sin, but somebody got to talk about sin. We talk about all of the good. This is what God can do, and he does good. Yes, he will, but we got to talk. We got to handle that sin too, because this sin can be in the camp too. God come looking for his people, and he don't want to find no sin nowhere in his people. And so he said, we looked for peace, but no good came. For a time of help, and behold, trouble. Verse 17, for behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices, among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, said the Lord. He ain't talking about no snakes. That's the name of a snake. He said he's going to send people to you. This devilish-like spirit that's going to come and bite you, come and preach something that you ain't supposed to be hearing. He's going to send those people that you can't charm, that ain't going to be charmed, that you ain't going to be able to turn around, said the Lord. He said, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is fainting me. He said, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people causes because of them that dwell in a far land. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have we provoked Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanity? He said, behold, the voice of the cry of my daughter, my people, because of them that dwell in a far country, them that dwell so far. Don't you know God can be so close to you? And if you're not living right, you're not in his word, he'll seem like he's way away from you. As far as the east is from the west. You know, Jesus said, these people draw nigh to me with their mouth. You know, and he said, they honor me with their lips. He said, but their hearts are far from me. People calling on God and, you know, they using his name in vain. They ain't calling him in the right way. And these people are so far from God, as far as the east is from the west. And he said, is not the Lord in Zion? This was Jeremiah said, is not God in Zion? God is supposed to be amongst his people. You know, when you start not, when you're not living right, God ain't going to be amongst his people. You know, God going to move you away. And he going to stay with the remnant of his people that are living right. He said, is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger? He said, with these graven images and with these strange van, these strange things that people are doing. Why have they done these things? He said, the harvest is past and the summer is ended. And we are not saved, they said. Here it is, is the harvest, the summer, the winter, all of this season have passed and we still ain't doing good. Some of God's people still ain't doing right. They ain't healed. They ain't got their deliverance. All of this time has passed. And again, it don't take God long to do nothing. So it behooves us to check ourselves to make sure that we're not the cause of this healing not coming forth. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. And it don't take him forever to do nothing. God will answer his people when you're living right. He said, we'll not hold any good thing to them that walk upright. These people wasn't walking upright before God. And they were looking for the blessings of God. And they were looking for the healing of God. And he says, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am black, astonished, have taken hold of me. And he goes down in verse 22 and he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the help of the daughter of my people recovered? He said, is there no balm in Gilead? There's supposed to be some balm in Gilead. You know, Gilead was a place where all of the healing herbs and medicines come from. So no doubt there should have been some doctors there that could heal. So they were looking for a healer, but they didn't want to change their ways. People are looking for the blessings of God, but they don't want to change their ways. You got to change your ways in order to get these blessings from God. Yeah, God bestows his mercies upon all because it's renewed every morning. But these blessings, these healings, this divine stuff that they were looking for, God had taken, he had dried up the leaves of the trees. Their food got diminished. The water was depleted. They didn't have nothing. But they still looking for God to heal. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? Where is that physician? There got to be a physician around here that can heal us, y'all. But they looked high and low. They couldn't find no physician there in Gilead to heal to have the healing agent that they need. Now, balm is a healing agent that when it is applied, it heals wounds, scars, sores, and other things. You know, they don't make that kind of medicine no more. There was a time when we were growing up, when I was coming up, that they had good healing balm. They had good medicine that you can put on a sore and it would clear it up. You know, they had this stuff that you can put on a scar and it would take the scar away. They had things that you can put it in a wound and it would heal it up. That was God working through all those healing agents. You know, the balm is a healing agent. When it is applied, it heals. And they didn't make that kind of stuff. They don't make that kind of stuff no more. You have to have the right medicine now. They needed the right medicine. They needed the right doctor in Gilead to get that healing that they needed. People need the right medicine today to get that healing today that they're looking for. They want to be made whole. They want to come out of that sick body. They want to come out of that sick state that they're in, but they can't find a way out. And he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician here? You know, that healing agent, an agent is a person or a thing that takes an active role or produces a specific effect. You know, that's a person who is called a medium, or I like to call him a go-between. You know, he has that power. It has the power to do what I'm looking for it to do. He said, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I have a medium. I have a go-between that when I get sick, I can go to this healer with the balm, with the power to heal me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got a go-between that when I'm in trouble, that I can go to him. He can get me out of my trouble. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm glad that I got this healing agent. He's a secret agent, man. A lot of people don't know about this Jesus. That's who it is. That's what he is, the healer. Come on now, somebody. He is the healer. I'm glad I got this secret agent, man, that I know that when I'm hurting in my body, I can go to. He the first thing I go to. A lot of people don't have that healing agent in their life. You know, they looking for, you go to the doctor tell you to come back, what you going to do? You going to come back. You know, I was talking to a sister. How many of us went to emergency room and got so tired and said, man, I'm finna get up and leave? Ain't too many people going to leave no emergency room. I need help right now. I need them right now. But right now, you're sitting in God's waiting room, and God will heal. God going to come. When he come, he going to get the work done. He going to get it all done. So you ain't got to worry about God not touching you, not delivering you, not bringing you through, not getting you off the hook when you on drugs, not getting you off that bottle when you drinking. God can do it. This is the same. Talked about this morning how the older saints seen all of these things. I was sitting over saying, get ready, because we're going to start believing too, and we're going to see the same thing. He the same God. He wants to do the same thing. He has the same capability. He has the same power. He didn't lose his power. So he's that secret agent, man. He's the agent that's in the healing. You ain't going to get no healing without an agent. You got to have something in it. And it's the word of God. You got to apply the word. You got to get in that word and say, Lord, you said it. You know, I wanted to go to the doctor and get this mote out of my eye. Say, Lord, I must be beholding a beam in somebody. Say, Lord, get this mote out of my eye first. And God came and got it out. I didn't have to go to the doctor. I didn't have to sit in the waiting room. I ain't bragging on me. I'm bragging on my healing agent. I'm bragging on Jesus. That's who did. God would do it for you. He's able to do. He wants to do it. But it's something that's keeping him from doing it. I don't know what it is. I check my life. I say, Lord, why ain't this happen? It's supposed to happen. I hold him to it. And he hold me to his word too. Have you been keeping my word? Have you been doing this? Have you been doing that? You know, I have to check myself, Lord. No, I haven't been doing it. I was honest. No, Lord, I got to get back to that room. I got to get back to you early in the morning. I got to start seeking you first. I got to start acknowledging you first. And once you start doing what God tell you to do, then that healing process would take place. Your kids will get healed. Your neighbors will get healed. People that's lost, they're going to be found. God is the healer. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think. So Jesus is that secret agent, man. He is that agent. He's in the gospel. It's the word. The word's got to be applied, and it'll get the whole job done. Only thing that will help God's people is to tell them the truth. When they ain't living right, they ain't doing right, you tell it in love. You got to tell them. I know, hey, a lot of people say, well, Al, you just can't do this, you can't do that. Well, I do what he say do. You know, I would just, I'd rather for him to reprimand me and you, because he's going to do it in love. Because people don't know how to do stuff in love nowadays. They take the word and just whip you with it. Beat you down with it to where you don't want to come back no more. I don't want to hear nothing else this dude got to say. You know, but you can use the word and be whooping them and be smiling in their face. You know, because you're doing it in love. You know, that's what the word is for. You go to 2 Timothy 3. And he says, 3:16. You got to be stern sometimes. That don't mean you beat them down. You know. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I think we take that word when it says for reproof. Reproof means to rebuke. You know, correct means to whip him. You know, you whip. Here we want to whip our brothers and sisters in the Lord, but we don't want to chastise our own kid. We got things wrong. They need to be correct. They need to be spanked. But here it is. He said, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives, not nobody else, in my life. And once I get my life together, then all I got to do is walk upright. And people going to look at my life and they going to see God. And they going to want to get right. He said it's good for that. You know, it makes us realize what the wrong is in us. He said, it's the word. All scripture is given for correction. It's not us. It's the word that does it. It's God's word will make you do right. You know, his word is so quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing, Paul said, and dividing. It's so powerful. The word is so powerful. It divides the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. That's how powerful God's word is. It can divide the soul and the spirit. And it is a discerner and the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It exposes. See, when you use the word the right way, it exposes. People be sitting there. I know you've heard of this term. When you get through preaching or teaching or whatever you're doing, I've had people say, man, you were stepping on my toes. I didn't know I was stepping on nobody's toes. That was the word of God getting a hold of you. That's what the word would do. The word would do it. Not you. God want to keep you. He want to keep you blameless. But you just got, when you speak the word going to go forth. It's going to start breaking. It's going to start doing this. It's going to start doing, it's going to start. It's the word that does the work. The word worked on you. It worked on me. Let it work on them. It's going to work. Jeremiah 7:23 says, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. That's a word. And I will put, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you. Walk all the ways in the words that I have commanded you. And he said that it may be well with you. See, you got to have the word, got to be walking in the word to make these things well with you. And not only with you, it's going to be well with your children. Well with that generation that ain't born. You just got to walk upright before God. And he said it will be well with you. What does well mean? It'll make you complete, the word will. It'll be fine with you. It'll make you be in good health. And it'll make everything all right. And I know God going to make all things all right. He's going to make it all right. Not all right, but everything is going to be right when you walk up right before God. All your bills, you ain't got to worry about your bills. You ain't got to worry about that car. You ain't got to worry about that house. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Just keep walking up right before God. And watch and see, don't it be all right. Not some of it, but God going to make it. He said that it will be well with you. All of it's going to be good. He said, when we keep God's word, it's important to keep the word of God. It's important to have it in your heart. It's important to bind it up on your heart. It's important to have it in your back pocket because it slips sometimes. You forget the word sometimes. I'm so glad we got the Bible now before they take them away from them. You better get all this word in you as much as you can before they come over and snatch these Bibles from us. You know, they doing so much stuff out here in this world, we don't know what they're going to do. We got so much liberty that we just use it in the wrong way. Time to get all we can all we get. Get this word inside you. They can take the book, but they can't take the book out of you. They can't take that word out of you. What's in you going to be in you? My wife said this morning, what's in you going to come out of you? This man was telling me not long ago, he stopped and we was talking. I think I've told y'all this last Sunday, but he was talking to me about people and things and all of this stuff. And he got to talking about these men and these great men and women who lived before us, who stood up for the poor and all of this kind of stuff. And he said that we need to honor them folk. And we need to, he just started putting them up on a pedestal. And I was just looking at them. And we got to do this and we should do this for them. And they deserve this and they deserve this. You know, I'm thinking, man, ain't but one person that I want to lift up that high. Ain't but one person, man, I want to put on that pedestal you trying to put them on. I said, all those men and women, they had flaws, man. I said, we got flaws, brother. You know, I don't want to be, I love them. I commend them for what they do, but I love Jesus and I commend them for what he has done. Had he not died, there would be no remission of sin. There wouldn't be no march, no million man march. There wouldn't be no getting it together. Jesus, him, I want to be like. Well, nobody can be like Jesus. I said, well, you know what, brother? I'm trying my best to be like him. Because he's the only one that I found out that was flawless. The rest of them, I don't want to try to be like them because I know that there's some flaws in them. I love my father, my daddy, but I know there's some flaws in him. I want to be better than my daddy. And I want my children to be better than me. And I want their children to be better than them. Because I want them to be like Jesus because he's better than all. It's time to tell the people the truth. It's time to let them know that there is bomb in Gilead. And he says, why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Because they won't get right. They got to do this thing right. They got to stop living in sin. They got to stop living like the world live. Because the people won't get right. They want the blessings of God and they want to do what they want to do too. You know, so often that we see people that want God's blessing, but they want to do what they want to do. They had so many doctors in that place, but they could not heal them. You know, and we got to have this go-between God. We got to have this person who we got to lean on. You know, we got to trust him. We got to acknowledge him in all our ways, the Bible said. You know, lean not to our own understanding. We got to have it. And Gilead, it means a heap of stones or a rocky region, an area of mass and a stockpile or a load. You can have a stockpile of blessings or you can have a stockpile of problems. It sounds like these people got a stockpile of problems. And it sounds like most God's folk have a stockpile of problems. You know, they're in a rough place. And they act like that they can't get out. They don't see no way out. But we got to be that witness and let them know that there is a bomb in Gilead. You got to let them know what God has done for you. You got to let them know what God has done for you. You got to let them know that when you were sick in your body, all I had to do was repent, Lord. All I had to do was call on God. And he came and healed me. That same God, he was in Gilead. He can be in Gilead. He can be in Russia. He can be in China. He can be in this U.S. of A. Matter of fact, I believe that healing bomb is in those places. It's here. We just got to acknowledge. We just got to acknowledge God in all our ways. We got to know that he's here. We got to call on him. He said, call and I answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not. That's what God is looking for. You know, we got to be able to apply this word. Put it in your heart. David said, I hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against you. There ain't too many people thinking about sinning. They just looking for what they can get out of God. Like he's a Santa Claus or one of those go get me guys. Go get me this. Gopher, gopher, gopher. God wants to do for his people. You know, that healing is here. The healing bomb. But we got to recognize the agent. Who is the healer? It's Christ Jesus. He is the healer. And the only way we can get this thing right is to repent. You know, I ain't saying I don't know nothing about nobody, but I had to speak this word. Only way you can get things done, try repenting. Repent for what? Try repenting. His brother told me that one time. The Lord told me, go tell him to repent. And he told him, like the word got back to him, go repent for what? Don't be so proud. You know, don't look back over your life. Look on your life and see where you are today. Check your heart. Check your mind. And if there's anything in you that need to be repenting, probably is. Start repenting. And it's the only way that we're going to get this healing bomb. This healing in America. This healing in our homes. Healing in the school. Ain't no healing nowhere. God is moving. We getting healed slightly, but people coming back with that same thing. It's a blessing when you get healed and you come back, that thing gone, it ain't came no more. It's a blessing to have a migraine all your life. And one day you get down and get so down in your body to where you want to go. You start repenting and say, Lord, help me and forgive me, whatever I was saying. That thing ain't come no more. It's so good to know that there is a healer to where you get down in your back. Years ago, you come back, that thing ain't there no more. But too often that the saints of God don't do nothing halfway. God is not a halfway God. It's so often that we get these things, these sicknesses. I know I ain't talking about the headaches and all the flu, but God will do that for you too. I'm just sold out. I just believe God can do everything and anything. I ain't one of the ones that get happy when the song come on, God is my everything. I make sure when I'm up here happy, clapping, Lord, I want you to be my everything now. Now, when hard times come, Lord, I still need you to be my everything. When I'm sick in my body, I still want you to be my everything. Because can't nobody else do it. They can slap you with that oil. They can pray over you. They can fast. But it's going to take God to do the moving. It's going to take God to get that stuff out of the way. It's going to take God to get it out of your system. It's going to take God. He is my everything. Let him be your everything. Let him be your all in your all. Let him be your way maker. Let him be your healer. Let him be the one that can lead and guide you. Let him be the one. And stop trying to do it yourself. And don't try to do it for other people. You try to do it for other folk. But God said, if my people, which are called by my name, that's me and you, and those is out there that are saved, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn what? From their wicked ways. I didn't write this. I don't know what's going on out there, but man, that's what I had to bring it to you. Turn from their wicked ways. After you do some turning in your heart, after you do some repenting in your heart, after you do some sincere repenting, sure enough, Lord, forgive me. Sure enough, God, help me. I'm going through some stuff right, God. I can't get out of this thing, but I need you to get me out of it. Sure enough. Let it be a sure enough. That one of them songs. Let him be sure enough good to you. Even when he got to spank you a little bit, he's still sure enough good. He said, then will I hear from heaven and I will what? Forgive their sins. So you're walking around here thinking that you ain't done nothing. You got it all right. You ain't got no sin. You done something. We done something. Because the way I look, stuff is still out of order. The way I look, I mean, the world is going to be out of order. The church is supposed to be in order. The church is supposed to be a place where they can come and get some healing. The church is supposed to be a place where they can come and get deliverance. Even if they don't stay, when they come, they're supposed to leave out different. They shouldn't leave out the same way, because we don't know if they're going to come back. So it's time to get them while they're here. And when they go out, they may come back. They may go somewhere else. But they got their testimony, what God has done for them. It will be God. He said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. We need healing today. People are going through. Saints of God, children of God are going through, and they need to be healed. Let God, let him lead and guide you. Call on him and ask him to help you. He ain't got to call Brother Al. It's not me. It ain't none of me. I'm calling on him just as well as you calling on him. I need him probably more than you need him. He is the healer today. I want you to know this morning, if you don't remember nothing else, that there is balm. There is healing in America. There is healing in Israel. There is healing in Africa. There's healing in Asia. There's healing everywhere. But they just not acknowledging the healer. They're not going to the right medicine cabinet. They're not going to the right person. They're going to all of these other things. But when the healer comes, they'll know the real from the fake. God has said, I'm going to quit. In Deuteronomy 30 and 19. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. God has set that thing before us, that we have our own choice. Either life or death is yours for the taking, yours for the choosing. He said, blessings and cursings. Therefore, he's making a plea with, therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Choose the healer. Choose God. He is the healer. The child that's out there, Jackie, on that mess, God sees that child. He's a healer. I believe 7 years old. Ain't nothing she done. I believe it's God going to raise her up, and she's going to be a powerhouse. I believe God going to heal her. We're going to cry out. I'm going to be crying out for this child. Lord, you use this child. Raise up and get off. He can do it. He got to go to no rehab. You know, if you got to go, you got to go. But from my understanding, that in the rehabs, that's where you get all of the drugs. Somebody in my family told me when I went to the rehab, I got all the drugs I want, any kind. It was like a drug store. I can go and pick and choose and take my time. Didn't have to look over my back to see what I want. But he said, until I got down, when he started crying, he said, when I started crying out, pleading to God, he said, I felt a change in my body. I didn't even want the drugs no more. I came back home to mama and daddy. This is one of my siblings. He said, I just didn't know what else to do but cry out to God. I tried everything else. People are trying all kinds. Try Jesus. Try just crying out to him. Literally crying out to him. When you start to cry, God going to answer you. He going to plead your case for you. So God can do it. Ain't nothing God can't do. He can do anything. He can do all things. He has set this table before you. Choose life and not death. There is no other that we know that can do what God can do. I thank the Lord this morning for the healing power. I thank him for being the healing agent in our lives. I thank him for just always there for us. You know, not just a protector, but God healed. God wants to heal. Jesus said he came for those that were lost. He came for those that were sick. He came to heal the sick people. He said those that were well, he said, I didn't come for y'all. Those that knew it all, those that had it all in their heart, that they was all right, I didn't come for y'all. I came for that sick person over there. So don't be laying around thinking that you're supposed to be sick. And that's bringing glory to God. In fact, you're shaming God. Telling people that he can't do it. God can do anything. God is a faithful God. In fact, God wants to do it. I don't care what the hardest case that you got. The hardest, I mean, he came to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. When I say all manner, when the Bible says all manner, he means it covers it all. Even the ones that ain't been named yet. He came to heal those. But we just got to get in a place. Get back. Pastor keep telling me, we got to get back. We got to go back. We got to go back to where we first believed. That when God said something, we got to it. When he said fast for 3 days, we didn't seek God about we fasted. When he said go, we went. When he said come, we came. Whatever he did, whatever he said, we did it. We got to get back. It's time to go back. First of all, checking the house. Checking the camp out. Seeing what's in it. Because if everything ain't good in the camp. If everything was good in the camp, I think we'd be having revival right about now. So we got to get the sin out of it. You know, little leaven leavens the whole lump. So we got to start asking God, Lord, help me. Get me right, Lord. Don't let me be looking at my brother and my sister, but Lord, what's in me? Get this mess out. Deliver me from evil. This evil that's in me. Only way we can do it is through Christ. God says in Ezekiel 18:30, he said, I have no pleasure in death of him that died, said the Lord. Wherefore, turn yourselves. Turn yourself. Repent of what you're doing and live, he said. It's time to repent. It's time to turn back to God. It's time to get back so we can see the move and the power of God. That agent, that bomb that we want to see, these miracles that we are desiring to witness. It's time to get back. It's time to go back. The only way we can do it is through Christ Jesus. He said, if you trust in him, believe on him, as the scripture says, believe God raised them from the dead. He said, you shall be saved. God is just looking for a repentant heart. I know everybody in here has professed Christ. But if you got something else that you need help with, come on, we'll stand with you and pray, and I'll be in there with you. If there's anything that we need to stand with you and pray for, we'll stand with you and pray for. And we'll pull down every stronghold because we got the power. We'll cast down those imaginations because we got the power. We can do it. The power worketh in us. So God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He is that healing balm. He's in America. He's in your home. He's in the school. But we've just got to keep on recognizing that it is him that's doing it and not ourselves. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. There'll be nothing else. Anybody want prayer? You need to stand for somebody. We're going to be praying for that child, Jackie. We're going to be praying for Mother Phyllis, you know, her situation. I don't think she's sick. She just got a situation. She's going automobile, you know. All kind of stuff is going on that's getting people down. You just never know. So if you just need prayer for strength this morning, if you need prayer for strength to go back to strengthen somebody else, come on, we'll pray with you to get you strength so you can strengthen somebody else. You know, he says, strengthen the things that remain. We got to strengthen those that are feeble-minded. Nobody? We're not going to prolong you. What you want?
I'm wanting the pain to go away until I get rid of the tube.
Yeah. Say fast. ain't got no
I've
job.
Been putting it off with everything going on. They won't pull it because it goes down to the nerves of my jaw, so that it has to be surgically.
When are you supposed to have it done?
My late Tuesday.
Tuesday? Who has got to give you some peace and some comfort until you go under that sleeping agent? You don't ask the agent to be with you. That all right? That all right? Yeah, you got to go out of here. You got to go. I don't. I should not like the dentist. In fact, when they talk about dentists, that's fearful for me. Just being honest with you. But I have to go. And I go believing God. So we're going to ask God to give you peace and give you comfort. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for our brother, God. We know that you're looking down on him right now, God, and smiling, God. We pray, Father God, that you give him
grace. And so, Lord God, Pastor, you got anything you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, for the help. We thank you, Lord God, for being our healer, Lord God, the balm, God, in this church, God, the healing salve, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for sweeping over this place, God. Lord, that you will touch every heart, God, every mind, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we begin, God, to seek and search you, God, in the way, God, that you want us to do it, Lord God. With our whole heart, God, David said, we will seek and search you, Lord. And we just thank you for your word, Father. And we pray, God, that you will look on us, oh God, and watch over us, Father God, throughout the week, God, as we go, Father God, and get busy, Lord. But God, help us, Father God, to always, God, to implement you in it, Lord God. Oh God, let you be the cause, oh God, for us to do what we do, Father. We ask that you, God, would just protect us, God. Bring us back, God, the appointed time. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise, glory, and all the honor. The church say, amen. Amen.